Okay, 4:30, let's call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Should we start?
Yeah, we can start. I can go over this with her later if you want.
Go ahead and start.
All right, I'll start off with the superintendent's report. And I also have the report for Beal from Annette. I don't know if you, did she send it to you or not?
Yes.
So you want to do that then after I do the superintendent's report?
Sure.
Okay. So I'll start off with, as you all know, tomorrow's Veterans Day, so there'll be no school for the students and all the employees are off as well. Next week is a full week with Friday being a minimum day. And then the following week is Thanksgiving break. The district office will be open Monday and Tuesday of that week, but the schools will be closed. Next week are the Rennie rallies. I sent you that information earlier this week. Wednesday is Wheatland L, Thursday is Lone Tree, and Friday is Bear River. Okay, SB 291, so it was brought to, I think, one or at least one of you as a board member about the 30-minute recess issue that they just passed. So in looking at it, we have clarification that recess is not mandated by the state. There are school districts that do not have recesses. So we're well within the policy because it includes the break in the morning and the break at lunchtime. So it's the policy says a 30-minute recess, but it can be combined throughout the day. So the biggest suggestion to all of us is to change the name of our morning break to break instead of recess. The policy isn't going to change anything that we are currently doing. Originally, when I looked at this and I thought, well, if we have to add 15 minutes of recess, that means we're going to have to add 15 minutes to the end of the day, which becomes negotiable and all that, but it's not the case. So we're well within the parameters of SB 291. The other one that has come to our attention was AB 446, which is the cursive writing. And if you read the surface of it, it says cursive writing has to be taught in third and fourth grade. The reality of it is cursive writing is not a state requirement. So therefore, it is not required that we teach it in third and fourth grade, but it is highly suggested that cursive be part of the handwriting program in the grades, you know, from probably second grade up. But again, there's no state requirement to set cursive writing apart from any other handwriting program or by certain grade levels. So we'll continue to keeping this as part of our handwriting program. Our auditor was here today, yesterday and today, and it's for the closing of the books for 22-23, which we already did, and the county has accepted it. So we have some issues to clean up, but overall, it'll be another good report. And we have hired a company to come in and look at last year's books to make sure that everything is cleaned up and ready to go for this year and forward. On a personal note, I want to thank everyone for the support that you have given me while I was out. It was amazing to see all of those that stepped up to help. The meal train was very nice, and thank you. Even though I was against it, it certainly helped in my family over this last couple weeks. So I feel like I was spoiled. I'm 100% better, and hopefully my doctor's appointments will become further and further apart. So all's good there. And then I'll turn it over to you for the base report. Did you want to talk about what Annette had to say?
Yes. So I'm going to call Arola. I have been to a few board meetings. I had to go take over a squadron for a few months. So it's been a while since I've taken one of these. So thanks for having me. A few items that Annette wanted to highlight is there's a, so I'll call it a
And this is a, I passed out the flyer to all of you, so you have the information.
And then the other one, we have a few events on base. There's a tour for Denver's High School with JROTC students on the 28th. EFMPs, that's Exceptional Family Member Program. So typically someone with medical concerns of a dependent, so a family member. And they have special events for those members. Arts and Park Holiday Luncheon, so that's for deployed members and their families. Families of deployed members. And the other thing I'll list on is the Military Child of the Year Awards. So one of the Child of the Year for Beale last year actually got to go to DC. So it's a funded trip. Anyone in the school district that teaches in practice has an opportunity to nominate a military child, one of their dependents of a service member, active service member, or a retiree. So it is a good program. They get a free trip. There's a lot of great pictures of the winner last year for Beale. They competed at the state level, and then they had an all expenses paid trip to DC to do some tours of the sites in DC. If you see someone that fits the criteria, then maybe please do nominate. And I think Annette would be happy to work with you to make sure all the nomination paperwork is ready.
Just one of the caveats to this is they have to be 13 to 18 years old. So most of our students are under that, so they wouldn't get nominated. Typically goes to the high school, but we may have somebody that, you know, we all know that we want to nominate, so.
Some eighth graders. It could be 13.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, so I'll move on to the attendance report. We have 1,340 students at the time of the report, which is 13 less than last year at this time, but 6 more than last month. We have 82 students in the preschool program, which is 32 less than last year, which is our trend, but 1 more than last month. So it's a total of 1,422, which is 45 less, but the majority of those are the preschool age. And then if Regine or Nikki want to talk at all about the 2x2x2 committee, this might be a good time to do it, or we can wait till December. It's up to you guys.
As far as?
Yeah, about what they talked about.
Right.
And some of the generalized things is this is phase one of the apartments, and they're expecting people to be moving in the springtime. And then they're going to start phase two, which is right next to it, and the house will come down, and the barn will come down, and so on and so forth. They've put in for more houses over it by Bear River, although they haven't built out what they have now. But they're going to be building more over there. And they talked about the same things they always talk about, the freeway expansion going down Jasper and the sewer going down Jasper, and Regine going, why is everything going down Jasper? But they talked about that. But again, it's a $90 million project, and they don't have any funding for it. Well, for the
best thing I heard was the stoplight at McDevitt and 65.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's Caltrans, not the city. But I think that'll be good because that's a hard place to get out. And with that development behind Chevron, I thought that was a definitely a good piece.
Was that a for sure?
Yeah, that's a for sure.
Yeah.
And they're going to repave all the way through Wheatland.
But they have no plans for anything at what I call Death Alley, which is, not just South Beale, but Oakley, where, you know, they...
Oakley, except for they are going to make it, they're trying, but that's a Caltrans piece, not a city piece, at least making it a
right turn only.
Yeah, right turn only. I don't know my left.
No, okay. Right there, just a right-hand turn.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
A lot of information, but like you said, nothing concrete or dates concrete. I even asked about when the housing, because they're already putting in a playground over there, and I'm thinking, oh, it's got to be soon, right after the first year. They're like, no, there's some bureaucracy, red tape, something going on that they're hoping to open in spring. It's like, wow. So.
And we are in talks with the high school and the city and the police department about putting an officer split between us and the high school, and also with a dog. So we would get rid of our drug dog contract, if that happens. But it's a ways down the road because of the expense of it, but it's definitely something on the radar.
And then, if you probably saw in Friends of Wheatland, the Crime Watch will be the first in the state of California where you can log in and you can link your cameras to the police department so they have real time if stuff's going on. And they're just getting that set up, I saw on that. So that's really exciting for the state of California because we'll be the first. And then they got some equipment for the high school partnered with them, and that'll be at their facility here that students can go over and learn different equipment and different law enforcement stuff. So.
And then, as you know, I think Chad reported at the last board meeting, we did receive, and it has been approved, the $500,000 for our upgrade security. So it's kind of good timing with putting new cameras in there, and then we could hook into that system and
Are we going to eventually get a camera here? Because
we are.
Okay, because Rich has run off somebody by the shed in the dark two different times. Luckily, it's really light, so he can see when he's going to the school and stuff. So
that's part of the plan, is to put him here.
Awesome.
So.
And then the pool. You know, the pool's always, you know. Good old pool.
They don't want to give the $1 million back, so they're trying to come up with ways to fund it. But everything that they've tried hasn't worked. And, we'll see what happens.
Land, they just keep making that little piece that we offered to share with them bigger and bigger and taking over more and more and more of it.
Yeah. But again, I think that they're barking up a tree that they're not going to be able to fulfill.
I can see not wanting to give that $1 million back, but they don't realize that it's not going to go very far for upkeep and maintenance.
No, not at all.
Insurance, this liability is going to kill them. Okay, on to communication from the public. Any communication for items not on the agenda?
Did you want me to address the post that was made today?
Which one?
Well, just so you know, there was
The one, yeah.
I had multiple phone calls over the last several days about that and about referrals going to the restroom, kids that have to go to the restrooms getting.
All referrals go through me. I type them into areas. That is not ever the case. And if somebody ever wrote one for something like that, then that would be a discussion that Angela would have about it.
Can you tell me, on average, how many referrals a month or, do you see?
Five.
For the whole school, four, eight, for everybody.
Yeah. So there are definitely times where there's an uptick. When the sun comes out and things,
spring paper.
Yes, there are times like that, but we've had some other issues recently that we haven't had before that we've had to have some suspensions, but it's not very often, and there are zero going out for progress.
And we also do not have a kitty box in one of our classrooms for a child who wants to identify as a cat. Another thing that these parents like to say, put out there that are absolutely incorrect.
It's Lexi.
So.
Also, the other question is, I heard it not only for the furries, but also for a girl identifying as a boy identifying as a girl. That if those, that there's just a couple teachers on hand, that if they don't address them correctly, then they're all over them. And so I was actually going to ask you about that as well.
We had one student last year, but there has been no
discipline for that kind of stuff.
We don't even, I think you don't even have a student that's, we have one student in the district that is transitioning, supposedly, and it's at Lone Tree, not at Bear River, but Bear River gets the blame for all of these referrals that are just not true. But people can put whatever they want on social media, and they get them all riled up, and we kind of sit back and laugh about some of them because it's just ridiculous.
And then my other question that I've had, it's been a busy week. I had company. It was a busy, fun week. I would like to see, if possible, if you could refer me, the curriculum for the leadership class. It's being referred to by several as the sweatshop class of having to do things that aren't, you know. And I'm just wondering what, I've never really looked into it, so I just would like to see what the, you know.
There's no set curriculum. There are leadership standards that were developed probably about 10 years ago, but they do projects and they do assess teachers now. They're going when they don't have any projects in class, they're going and being teacher trainings for teachers and making copies and doing that kind of thing right now. And they also put on our Friday the Flagpole today. They're putting together a turkey trot for next week. And they made candy necklaces for the
candy
grams at Halloween.
Well, let's get something in writing. We can share it with the board and show them. There, it isn't a curriculum type thing for like you have in English or it's the.
They have monthly student yeah. Where they approve different fundraisers.
So is that more like the president and all that are in that
yeah,
class?
They're all in the class and then they have the meeting once a month.
All right.
Okay. Moving on, if there's no other communications, consent agenda. Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda if there's no questions, comments, or concerns?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
And a second?
A second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda moves. On to action items. Set December board meetings and annual organizational meeting.
So every December, you have to have your annual organizational meeting between December 13th and December 27th, and our board meeting happens to fall on December 14th, so we're within that time frame. And so part of the meeting on the 14th will be the annual organization. You elect officers and set future board dates and all of that. So you have to approve that the board will have this annual organizational meeting on December 14th.
Any comments or questions?
It's just going to be part of the whole meeting, yeah. We'll start off with the organizational, and then we'll just go transition right into the rest of the meeting.
Can I have a motion to accept 5.1? And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 5.1 passes. On to continued funding application.
So this is the time of the year that we have to put in for our continued funding for our preschools. And so it has to come to you in the form of a resolution, as well as we have to put the what we think will be the calendar out there. This is coming to you for approval so that we can put in for our continued funding for next year for our preschools. We may see some drop in our staffing at preschool level because we don't have as many students as we used to. So
we have a little less this year too, don't we, with aides in the classroom for our preschool?
Mm-hmm. We have less paras.
Right.
We still have six teachers, but we could really do it with five. But, you know, you trade off a little larger class size and, you know, as long as we can get funding to cover all of our staffing in there, then I'd like to keep the numbers low as we can. So. Well, it may. The offset is TK expands, right? So kids, some of the students that are in the preschool now would, next year, they would be in TK because it's expanding to June. So basically, preschool is becoming a three-year-old program and maybe two-year-old, which is much different than it ever used to be because almost all four-year-olds will be in, unless they happen to be born in July or August, or the end of June, July, and August, then they will be in TK. The parent can choose to put them in preschool, but they typically don't because it's a half-day program versus a full-day program. So.
If there's no more discussion, can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 5.2 passes. Onto Master Facility Agreement Energy Services, Lightning, HVAC, and Solar.
So this is what we've talked about previously. We did qualify and we did receive a letter yesterday that we have been approved for the 0% interest loan. And so with that money, we will be looking at putting additional solar at Wheatland Elementary, upgrading HVAC throughout the district, upgrading lighting throughout the district. And all three of these kind of go together, and you could take them as one. So one is accepting the loan. One is the agreement that we have with the company that will be doing the solar and the lighting and the HVAC, and then a resolution on the energy savings. We have to show how we're saving the energy to make the payment on the 0% loan. And so that's part of the program, and obviously solar is a big part of it, but also HVAC and lighting is definitely going to improve our energy usage. So I would take all three of them at once.
One time.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Does this include maintenance on the HVAC unit, service calls?
See you later, Rob. Thanks. It'll include upgrading, buying new HVAC. It just depends on how far the money stretches. But no, we still have our general maintenance that we have to spend 3% of our budget anyways on general maintenance. So we'll still have that. We shouldn't have as many calls if we have upgraded equipment, but we, you know. Yeah, warranties, but they're about a year. They're very minimal. And they always find a reason why it's not under warranty.
Of course they do.
So, yeah.
Like everything you buy today, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, if there's no more questions, can I have a motion to accept 5.3, 5.4, and 5.5 all together, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So they all pass. Okay, board comments. Any board comments?
Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you.
Yay. And happy Veterans Day, everyone who out there in past, present, and future. Thank you for your service and for being here tonight.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we won't see everybody before Thanksgiving.
No.
It's just around the corner.
We'll see them next week for Rennie rallies, but other than that, nope. So have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. If there's nothing else, no other comments, then we'll go to closed session.